The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here's the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 8th of December, 2008. It's the birthday of James Thurber, the humorist, Columbus, Ohio, 1894. It's the birthday of Mario Savio, New York City, 1942, the leader of the Berkeley Free Speech Movement in the mid-1960s. And it's the birthday of the novelist Mary Gordon, born Far Rockaway, New York, 1949, to an Irish Catholic mother who was the primary breadwinner of the family. The father wanted to be a writer, and he stayed home and looked after his little girl. Mary Gordon said her father bred me to be a lady and a scholar. He spoke seven languages. He read Greek with his meals. He was besotted with me, his only child. He had a heart attack in the New York Public Library, died when she was just seven. She wanted to be a nun and a poet. She said, "I aspired to write poetry in my habit and lead a very disciplined life." She read the lives of the saints, loved the stories, especially about the virgin martyrs. But she said, "The minute I hit puberty, my thing with religion went right out the window." Went off to Barnard, then got her MFA, started work on a PhD, and wrote 5/7 of a thesis on Virginia Woolf. Married, moved to London, then back to New York City. And in 1978, she published her first novel, Final Payments. Found an agent for it through the novelist Margaret Drabble. And the agent told Mary Gordon that she should write it not in the third person, but in the first. So she rewrote the book, a book about a Catholic woman living at home until she's 30, taking care of her ailing father. Then when he dies, she goes out into the world on her own for the first time, but weighed down by feelings of guilt. Final Payments, when it was published, it got great reviews and also sold well. The paperback sold 1 million copies in its first year. Here's a poem for today by Claudia Emerson, entitled Great Depression Story. Sometimes the season changed in the telling, sometimes the state, but it was always during the Depression, and he was alone in the boxcar. The train stalled beneath a sky wider than any he'd seen so far, the fields of grass wider than the sky. He'd been curious to see if things were as bad somewhere else as they were at home. They were, and worse, he said, places with no trees, no water. He hadn't eaten all day, all week. His hunger, hard fixed, doubled, gleaming as the rails. A lone house broke the sharp horizon, the train dreaming beneath him. So he climbed down, walked out, the grass parting at his knees. The windows were open, curtainless, and the screen door unlatched, moved to open too when he knocked. He could see in all the way through to the kitchen, and he smelled before he saw the lidded pot on the stove, the steam escaping. Her clothes moved on the line for all reply, the sheets a slip, one dress washed thin, worn to translucence. Through it he could see what he mistook for fields of roses until a crow flew in with the wind, sudden, fleeting seam. By the time he got back to the train, he'd guessed already what he'd taken, pot and all. A hen, an old one that had quit laying, he was sure, or she wouldn't have killed it. The train began to move then, her house falling away from him. The story ended with the meat, not quite done, but believe him, he ate it all, white and dark, back, breast, legs, and thighs, strewing the still warm bones behind him for miles. A poem titled Great Depression Story by Claudia Emerson from figure studies published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.